if you want to avoid all the sickness this winter, the snotty noses, the coughs, the colds, the sleepless nights, the fevers, the Panadol and the antibiotics, the ear infections, the grumpy, tired kids, the days off work and school and childcare, are all those memories of last winter coming back? I'm here to tell you that it doesn't have to be that way this winter. I have a free online masterclass, 3 simple ways to boost your kids' immunity to avoid a winter full of sickness. It's on demand, meaning you can register and watch it straight away or watch it at a time that is convenient for you. Head on over to naturalsuperkids.com/immune and you will be able to sign up. In the masterclass, I am covering our natural, simple, and effective approach to avoiding winter infections, how to boost your family's immunity with our proven 3-step naturopathic strategy that is really easy for you to implement as a busy mum. We're going to talk about the immune depleters that you need to avoid so you're not wasting time and money building up your kids' immunity that is just being depleted by these common foods and environmental factors. I am sharing heaps of practical tips. I promise it will be an hour well spent. You can register again at naturalsuperkids.com/immune. I can't wait to hear how you find it and to give you the tips to make this winter healthier. Welcome to the Natural Super Kids podcast, where you will discover practical strategies to inspire you to boost the health and nutrition of your kids. I'm Jessica Donovan, a qualified naturopath specializing in kids' health, and I want to make it as easy as possible for you to raise healthy and happy kids. Let's get into it. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Natural Super Kids podcast. It is great to be back. I had last week off and you'll be listening to this a few weeks later. I generally record podcast episodes quite a bit ahead of time, just so I'm not chasing my tail and it's not stressful, and our team can do their thing in terms of get the show notes ready and do the editing and that sort of thing prior to the podcast being released. But we went camping in my holiday. We're a big camping family. We've been going camping with the kids since they were very young. I think both of our kids had their first camping trip by 6 months old. And I remember sitting in a little two-man tent, sitting up breastfeeding my son on his first camping trip. And now they are teenagers. And so we've done a lot of camping, but we haven't been camping a lot over the last few years, for various reasons. But we went camping in the Flinders Ranges. Oh, I just love the Flinders Ranges in South Australia. If you haven't been, pop it on your list. It's such an amazing landscape. And we have been there a fair bit, and we went to a little town called Melrose, which is in the southern Flinders Ranges. It was, lovely. We had great weather, really sunny, warm days, chilly at night, but we could have campfires. And we did one of my favourite hikes in Mount Remarkable, Alligator Gorge. It's just gorgeous in there, and the kids really like it because there's these big rock walls, and they love climbing and exploring those, and there's mountain bike riding. So the boys, my husband and my son, took their bikes, one of their favorite things to do. We took our dog. It was her first camping trip, and it was just lovely to chill and be outside. We had a bit of a different camping setup this time. The kids had their own little two-man tents. They had one each. And we were in sort of the bigger tent, me and my husband. So we had a bit more room. We weren't all kind of crammed in together, and the kids really liked having their own space. Definitely wasn't all roses and sunshine. There were you know, family arguments, some complaining from the teenagers, some grumpiness, I guess, from all of us at some point or another, like to keep things real. But it was a really lovely little getaway. So today we're talking about, we're continuing on this topic of immunity and winter infections, getting prepared for the winter here in the Southern Hemisphere. But I specifically want to talk about antibiotics and the antibiotic cycle that we so often see here at Natural Super Kids. You know, what happens when your child has a course of antibiotics? And what we see are kids that are on, you know, course after course after course of antibiotics. And why having, you know, one course makes it more likely to have another. So I want to explain all of that and go into some of the stats around antibiotics. And, you know, of course, antibiotics definitely have their place. And I always say that I'm so grateful to be a parent in the modern world where we have easy access to antibiotics if and when our children or ourselves need them. Because, you know, it wasn't too long ago in history where, you know, one of the leading cause of death in children was infections. And antibiotics have definitely put a stop to that, you know, to that really high statistic of kids that, you know, passed away from these infections that are now treatable with antibiotics. So I never want people to think that I am anti-antibiotics, but there are a lot of downsides to antibiotics, and they don't get talked about often. You know, they are one of the most prescribed medications in our children. So I think this is a really important conversation to have, and I really want to bring awareness to this in the lead up to winter. So we know that antibiotics are significantly overused, and it's a, you know, it's a public health issue. It's actually one of the greatest threats to public health in Australia. The you know, overuse of antibiotics and you know, the potential kind of resulting antibiotic resistant infections that sort of come from that. So we do really need to utilize and doctors need to be prescribing antibiotics very carefully because of this kind of overall public health issue. But there are also issues with antibiotics on an individual level that I want to get into. There are so many cases where antibiotics really are not warranted. You know, scripts for antibiotics, I think it's gotten better, but they are, you know, kind of dished out willy-nilly. And for things that are, you know, a potentially viral infection. So for example, we know that the majority of ear infections are viral in nature. And I think the sort of regulations and the recommendations within the medical world with GPs has really changed in terms of ear infections. But it wasn't too long ago that anytime you'd go to the doctor with a child with an ear infection, they'd be given a script for antibiotics. But as I said, most ear infections are viral in nature, so antibiotics do not work against viruses. They work against bacteria, bacterial infections. So we want to be really careful in terms of, you know, just giving our kids antibiotics for any sort of infection that is present. Antibiotics are, you know, specifically detrimental when used in early life through pregnancy, birth, and early childhood, because of the, you know, the effect on the microbiome. And unfortunately, you know, when I was looking at the stats on antibiotic use in Australia and antibiotic scripts in Australia, you know, more scripts are given out for younger children. So there's higher rates of antibiotic use in younger children. And, you know, I guess there's two sides to that. You know, on one side, yeah, younger children are more vulnerable to infection and to, you know, negative health consequences from infections. But on the other hand, as I said, you know, using antibiotics early in life is detrimental long term as well. So it was difficult to find really up-to-date information and stats on this, but I found some stats from back in 2013. So 10-ish years ago, they might be, you know, slightly different now. But in terms of the scripts for antibiotics for children from 0 to 12 years, 49% of those scripts for children were given to kids that were 0 to 4 years. So almost 50% of the scripts were given to children in those really early years, which, as I said, you know, can be quite detrimental. And we'll get into some of the risk factors and what that can lead to shortly. 44% of those scripts were given to 5 to 9 year olds, and 33% were given to 10 to 12 year olds. So, you know, there's higher rates of scripts given to kids that are younger and in that more vulnerable state. Like I said, there's sort of two sides to that, right? But that is quite concerning. And I'll link to some of the research here that I'm just going to talk about here. But this one sort of piece of research talked about that the fact that antibiotic exposure prenatally and during the first 2 years of life significantly impacts the risk of developing atopic and metabolic disorders. So atopic disorders being things like eczema, allergies, and asthma, and metabolic disorders kind of referring to weight issues and childhood obesity. So exposure during the first 6 months of life appears most critical, consistent with this being the time when the microbiome is most susceptible to irreversible damage. So we do, you know, really need to be careful with antibiotic use early on in life. Of course, there's a time and a place for it, but I just wanted to sort of talk about some of the downsides of that, you know, that use of antibiotics early on. And there's another research article that I will link in the show notes as well that said, you know, I'm kind of just picking some interesting bits out of this that pertain to what I'm talking about. While antibiotics remain an essential medical treatment saving millions of lives, it is important to highlight the detrimental long-lasting effects associated with their use. It seems apparent that antibiotics in general, and specifically those administered during early childhood, have major effects on the microbiota composition. Antibiotics have been correlated with metabolic and immune deficiencies, leading to an increased risk for weight gain, allergies, and IBD, being inflammatory bowel disease. While the microbial effects are relatively short-lasting, effects of perinatal or antibiotic exposure at infancy may have physiological influences lasting even years and potentially into adulthood. These findings define early life as an especially sensitive time frame for antibiotic use. Therefore, antibiotics administered during late pregnancy and infancy should be critically and carefully assessed, while keeping in mind that appropriate antibiotic treatment saves lives every day. So yeah, that was from a medical journal, you know, a research piece. So. And there's a lot more information in there. So I will link that in the show notes for anyone interested in reading more. So really, you know, it comes down to the fact that, yes, antibiotics have their place, but we do need to be careful. And we do need to, you know, be sure that the antibiotic use is warranted when we are giving antibiotics to our children and when they are being prescribed to children, particularly in early life and also in pregnancy. So let's talk a bit about the antibiotic cycle. As I said, this is something we see in a lot of the kids that we work with here at Natural Super Kids. And I just want to sort of talk you through what can happen to the body and how antibiotics kind of affect the microbiome and the immune system, and why that can kind of become a cycle. So a child gets an infection, they go to the doctor, and the doctor prescribes them a script of antibiotics. Assuming that infection is bacterial, the antibiotics will hopefully clear up the infection. As the antibiotics kill off the bad bacteria, the bacteria that's causing the infection, they also wipe out the beneficial bacteria within the gut microbiome. So that's really important to note. One of my first jobs as a naturopath was in a pharmacy, and you know, I just used to get so much satisfaction out of talking to the people that were coming in for antibiotic scripts about making sure that they are getting some probiotics to go along with those antibiotics, or to take after they finished those antibiotics. You know, really important to be replenishing that good bacteria in the microbiome after or during a course of antibiotics. So what also happens is the antibiotics impair immune function. So like, this can just be slight, but you know, if kids are on course after course after course of antibiotics, this can really make a difference to their immune defenses. So what happens is a process called phagocytosis is reduced with antibiotic use. And phagocytosis is basically a first line of defense against infection. Now, last week we talked about the different kind of branches of the immune system, the innate immune system and the adaptive immune system. So phagocytosis is primarily like part of that innate immune system. And our kids rely on that part of the immune system because their adaptive immune system hasn't sort of built up yet. That builds up over time. So this first line of defense, or part of this first line of defense immunity, phagocytosis, is reduced with antibiotic use. And I like to describe phagocytosis as like Pac-Man. So cells within the immune system are kind of gobbling up anything that is not supposed to be there, you know, any invaders into the body. And that's basically what phagocytosis is. So antibiotics sort of slow down that process of phagocytosis, which slows down the immune system. And, you know, that's okay there and then while the child is on antibiotics, because the antibiotics are getting rid of that particular infection for the body. But then looking forward, the loss of good bacteria in the microbiome from the antibiotics and the impaired immune function lowers the immune defenses. And so because of that, you know, the child can pick up another infection much more easily. And so the cycle continues. And this is what I sort of talk about in terms of this cycle, because then they get another infection, they go on another course of antibiotics, which further depletes that gut microbiome. It further depletes their immune system. And so the cycle continues. So, you know, as you can see, using antibiotics for kids can be this vicious cycle. And that's why reaching for antibiotics every time our kids get sick doesn't protect them from illness. It makes the situation worse. And, you know, as I guess that the whole philosophy behind naturopathic medicine, which is what we're all about here at Natural Super Kids, is utilizing, you know, different modalities, whether it be nutrition, diet, lifestyle, herbal medicines, homeopathics, that actually support the body processes. So with antibiotics, yes, they are sometimes needed, but they're doing the body's job for it. You know, they're killing the bacteria, and then there's those kind of negative side effects that come from that. Whereas what we need to remember as parents is, you know, our children's body, even though their immune system is potentially not fully developed, and not as strong as an adult's immune system, their body has the ability to be able to fight infections if given the right ingredients. Without antibiotics. Again, as I said, antibiotics are sometimes necessary. And if you're concerned about an infection that your child has, please, please, please seek medical attention. But a lot of the time, we can sort of utilize the body's natural ability and strengthen that natural ability and fuel our kids' bodies to be able to fight these infections on their own. And I guess the problem with our modern diet and lifestyle when it comes to our kids' immune systems is that we are lacking some of those essential ingredients that can really strengthen and power the immune system. So certain nutrients that our kids should be getting through their diet, but many kids aren't. So, nutrients such as zinc and iron and vitamin C and vitamin A, which are all really important for immune function. And so many kids are lacking because their diet is poor in nutrition, high in processed food, lacking, good quality whole food and the nutrients that come from that. You know, another example is our kids are living indoors, spending so much more time indoors, so they're not getting vitamin D levels that are needed for healthy immunity from the sunshine. So there's all sorts of, detrimental habits that we have within our modern diet and lifestyle that are leading to our kids' immune systems not being as strong as they could be, and so leading to them getting sick more often and, many families sort of feeling like they are needing medications like antibiotics to get on top of these infections. So I really hope that's helped you understand a bit more about how antibiotics can affect the body. And also, some of those stats and where it's kind of, more important in that early life to, really be careful with antibiotic use. And I just want to also mention something, a resource that I have available that is our immune masterclass. So this is free. I will make sure the link is in the show notes, but if you go to naturalsuperkids.com/immune, you will get to the page where you can sign up. This is a masterclass where I'm walking you through three simple ways to naturally boost your kids' immunity so that you can avoid that winter full of sickness, avoid this antibiotic cycle. And if you're feeling like your kids are on this antibiotic cycle already, help them get off it. So learn some really practical ways to strengthen and power their immune system so you don't have to rely on so many medications like antibiotics that, as I've illustrated today, can have a detrimental effect on our kids' health in the short term and also in the long term with that higher risk of things like atopic conditions and metabolic disorders, inflammatory bowel disorders and more. So yeah, I would highly recommend that you sign up to the masterclass. I'll pop the link in the show notes. And I hope you've enjoyed this episode. I'd love to hear from you if you have any questions at all. Reach out to me over on Instagram at @naturalsuperkids. You can find us. And I'd love to hear how you found this episode. Thank you so much for listening. And I'll be back in your ears next week. Thank you so much for joining me on the podcast today. Head on over to our website, naturalsuperkids.com, for the show notes for this episode, as well as a whole heap of inspiration to help you raise healthy and happy kids. I'll see you next week. Before you go, don't forget about my free online on-demand masterclass, 3 Simple Ways to Naturally Boost Your Kids' Immunity to Avoid a Winter Full of Sickness. I'm sharing my practical tips on ways that you can strengthen your whole family's immune system to avoid the onslaught of winter infections so your family can stay healthy and well this winter. You can sign up at naturalsuperkids.com/immune.